Why was the Rebel Wilson case so unusual?
Well, I think primarily because of her celebrity status and, you know, her role as a movie star. I mean, that's really how we've got to the point as to why her damages were so high. I mean, she was able to put on evidence that showed that, you know, at the point of Pitch Perfect 2, her career was sort of going swimmingly well. And then just after that, the publications occurred, and then her career has flatlined after that.
I'm just wondering, the Bauer Media didn't try to settle or offer any apology, which is usually what happens in these sort of more high-profile cases. So what was their defence for that?
Well, they believe they could substantiate the truth of the articles, is my understanding. But, you know, it was found that what the comments in the articles were not true, and that Bauer Media actually had some serious doubts about their truth. And, you know, that the judge really went into how, you know, that gave rise to sort of the maliciousness of the publications and added to increasing her general damages award as well.
What sort of consequences will this have for defamation?
Well, with the rise of social media, there's been an uptick in, you know, defamation suits generally. And Rebel's case, you know, wasn't a social media case, but it may give rise to celebrities and non-celebrities being more inclined to take action. But, I mean, again, every case like Rebel's is decided and dependent on its own facts. And like I've said, hers was a bit of a peculiar scenario. I mean, given her status as a Hollywood movie star, combined with the stance, the really defensive stance that the publisher took in this case, this one ultimately went all the way.
Will this have any effects in the future in terms of legal precedent?
Well, the decision handed down yesterday is still subject to being appealed, so we don't know if that will stand yet. But, I mean, the judge gave a very considered 130-page judgment, most of which was devoted to her damages assessment. So, look, again, every case is decided on its own facts. Not everyone is Rebel Wilson, and not everyone was in her scenario. The defamatory publications in this case were quite vicious, so it's a peculiar case, but nonetheless still, you know, significant in terms of Australian defamation law.
I mean, this isn't so much, a legal question as that. I remember when I read those articles, you know, back when they were published, I remember just thinking of them as partly like they were just sort of building on her kind of crazy sort of personality, and whether she was or she wasn't, you know, telling the truth about her past, I didn't really mind. I was just wondering, like, do you know what kind of reaction, like, the general public, like, how did they manage to assess that this had, you know, real, real consequences for her career?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, there were comments in there that about her age and upbringing that were false, and, you know, Rebel was deeply offended by those comments, and, you know, and she was able to establish. I mean, it wasn't really too difficult for her to show that, you know, after those comments came out, as sensational and, you know, upbeat as they might have been, her career really did flatline, and the judge accepted that.
I mean, did you think, in terms of the damages, I mean, you're saying that was probably the main part of the case, like, what did you think? Did you think that the damages were adequate, or did you think they were too much?
Well, I mean, the judge actually, found that her losses were in the order of about $15 million, but in accordance with the principles you apply in loss of opportunity cases, the judge reduced those by 80%, and that's how you get down to sort of the closer to the high threes, $4 million figure. And, you know, Rebel put on evidence from, you know, talent agents in America supporting her case that really after Pitch Perfect 2 she should have been, you know, getting offered roles rather than having to find roles, getting offered roles paying $5 to $6 million each. And that wasn't really challenged by Bauer in this case. They didn't put on any of their own evidence. They just sort of asserted that her career could have flatlined at that point for numerous other reasons. So, look, the judge gave a very considered judgment, as I said, on the evidence before him. So, you know, I'm not particularly, I mean, it's significant in that we haven't had an award that high, but it's a reasoned judgment in my view.
Mm. I mean, and Pitch Perfect 3 is on the horizon. Do you think, like, now that this whole issue has been dealt with, what do you think, I guess, once again, not really a legal question, but, I mean, do you think that Rebel Wilson's career will pick right back up again?
I don't know. I'm not sort of a talent person, you know, working in the movie scene in America. I would hope so. I mean, got a lot of notoriety out of this case. She's corrected the record, so perhaps, yeah, it's the trajectory of her career may uptick again.